Okay, so we are on Nun Hema Beis, and we are starting from 8 lines down in the medium line, where it says Amar Rav Huna Bar Ami. The first word in the line is Mai, and we're starting with Amar Rav Huna Bar Ami.
How many lines down?
Eight lines down, the medium line. First word in the line is Mai.
Okay.
And we're going to take this down to the bottom of the page. Okay, we got some interesting stuff tonight. More in the discussion of dreams, okay, which I don't profess to know a lot about, but we'll definitely learn more than we knew before we started. Okay, so Amar Rav Huna Bar Ami, Amar Rav Padat, Amar Rav Yochanan. So they send the name of Yochanan, Haroe Chalom V'Nasho Aguma. You know, sometimes you see you have a dream, and it's disturbing. You wake up, really, you feel disturbed by the dream. So what should you do? The Yelech V'Yiftarenu B'Sneh Shlosha. You should go ahead in front of three people to essentially undo the dream. So what should they say? So, the Yiftareno, and they should interpret it for him? What do you mean they should interpret it for him? Yiftareno means to give an interpretation. The Ha'amar of Chissa, Ha'amar de lo Miskar ki Igrisa de lo Mikarya. A dream which remains uninterpreted, meaning if a person has a dream, sometimes you have a dream, it's a funny dream, doesn't quite make a lot of sense, or it's something that you see something that doesn't have a specific meaning to it. You see a sun in the dream. You see just a hill in the dream. What does that mean? But sometimes it's disturbing. So Rav Chisda said, a dream that lacks an interpretation is like a letter which has not been read. In other words, nothing. Nothing. There's nothing there. There's nothing to it. If you haven't read the letter, you know what it is. Okay. That's the dream which hasn't been interpreted. So it can't be that you should go to three people to get an interpretation, because if it's a disturbing dream, you don't want an interpretation. You would rather that dream be an unread letter.
Right, yeah.
Let's leave it for what it was.
Right.
Ella, rather the Gemara says, Ema yitivenu b'fnei shlosh. You should sweeten it. You should make it good in front of three people. How can you make it good in front of three people? So the Gemara says like this, Leisei tlat, you should have three people in front of you. Zilema lehu, and say to them, Chama tava chaza. You should actually tell them, I saw a good dream. Vilim rule hanach, and the three people should say to you, Havahu vitavilahave. It was a good dream, and it will be good. Rachmana lishavi latav. God should make it good. Sheva zimnin, seven times ligazra lech. They should decree upon you, min shemaya from heaven, vilahave tava viyahave tava. That it should be good, that it was good, and it should be good. Now, it says seven times, so some say it means that in heaven they should say seven times about you. Or, Tosos points out, that means, another interpretation, that you should repeat this back and forth about, I had a good dream, and they respond, it should be good, and it was good, and they should decree upon you from heaven that it will be good. You should repeat this back and forth seven times. You know, sometimes we have like the Hataras Nadarim, which you do before Hashanah, you do it back, you mention it three times. So here are some saying it should be repeated seven times. Like it's such a, it should be like a substantial conversation back and forth. Okay, that's seven times. Vilemru, and also they should say, three psukim, gimel hafuchos, three dreams which refer to things of change, where things change, the gimel pedios, and three psukim that refer to being redeemed, yishol shlomos, and three psukim that refer to peace. And there, what are these for? These are in order to demonstrate that there is the ability to have dreams change, there should be ability to have things redeemed, and that you should have peace upon you. Okay, so what are the psukim they should say? Shalosh hafuchos, they should say, Hafachta misbadi lamachali, Hashem should make my misbad, you're lamenting, right? You know, things of lament. Lamachali, like a dance. Yeah, this is exactly where it is. Exactly. Patach the saki v'tazrei simcha. You should undo my sackcloth and clothe me, gird me with simcha. So you should change the sackcloth to simcha. Okay, that's the first pasuk they should say about change. There's a change that's going on here. Another pasuk should be, as tismach besula b'mechol. The besula, right, the virgin should be happy with them. And young people and old people together, they should be the hafachti. They should be together rejoicing. Hafachta evlam l'sason. Hashem, you should change their mourning into sason, into joy. Okay, that's another pasuk where you see there's a change happening. A third pasuk is v'lo ava Hashem alkecha lishmoa el Bilam. Hashem didn't want to listen to Bilam. What was Bilam? That Bilam wanted to curse the Jewish people. Hashem didn't want to listen to the curse. So instead, v'yahafok, and here the change happens at the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk says, v'yahafok, esaklala levracha. Hashem changed the klala Bilam, and he turned it into a bracha. Ki ahevcha Hashem alkecha, because Hashem loves us. So again, we see that Hashem went ahead and does a change. So the whole point of this is to show that even if you had a bad dream, it could be changed to something good. Okay, those are the first three psukim they should say to you. The next three psukim they should say are three psukim of Pidgin, that which is of redeeming. This is, the first pasuk is, Pada b'shalo nafshi mikravli. Hashem should redeem me for peace, my soul from peace, mikravli from against battles that were against me. So Hashem should redeem me from these battles that are coming against me. Next pasuk is Upiduye Hashem Yeshuvon, that Hashem should redeem me and return me, restore me. Next pasuk person should say is Vayomer Ha'am El Sha'ol. Here, the story, the context of the pasuk where they were going to read is as follows: Sha'ol was going out to battle. We're at the end of the first wide line. Shaul went out to battle against the Plishtim. And before he went to battle, he said, I want all the soldiers to swear they're not going to eat anything until the battle's over. No eating. I guess the kindness, the merit of the fast will help us prevail in the battle. So what happened was Yonah's son, the son of Shaul, didn't know that. And he had some honey that he had seen during the middle of the battle. He tasted some honey. When he got back from the battle and Shaul saw what he had done, he wanted to kill his son. So the people, so here now, this is where the pasuk picks up. Vayomer ha'am el Shaul. So the people said to Shaul, Hayonasan Yamut? How could you kill Yonasan? Asher asa Yeshua. He did this great salvation. He helped us win the battle. Can't kill him. He didn't even know. And he's the one who caused the whole victory to occur. So how could you kill him? The end of the pasuk says, HaYeshua HaGadol HaZot, he caused this great salvation and victory to Yisrael. And the end of the pasuk says, VaYisdu Ha'am Es Yonasan V'lomes, the people were able to be paid, they redeemed Yonasan from dying, so Shaul didn't kill him. Again, we see this third pasuk where you see the language, the idea of salvation, of being redeemed. Again, the same thing. So if you have a bad dream, Hashem is going to give you a redemption from it. The next three psukim that they should say to you. So you basically grab these three friends and you're going to say another three set of psukim. These are Shalosh Shlomo, three psukim about peace. Because that's what you want. You had a bad dream, you want peace in life. Bichsiv, the first pasuk is, Bari, this refers to by Yemos Mashiach, in the end of days, right? There's going to be peace in the world. So Bichsiv, Bari Nitzatayim, the one who created speech and lips. Shalom, shalom, there should be peace, peace, l'rochok l'karov. Peace is going to be said on the lips of all people from near and from far. Amar Hashem, Rufuasiv, Hashem says, I'm going to heal him. Hashem says, this one who, Amar Hashem is going to heal him. So, and Hashem is going to spread shalom from near and from far around the world. The next pasuk that they say is, V'ruach l'avsha es Amasi. It says that Amasi, which was someone in the contemporary of David who wanted to join him and support David HaMelech. So it says that a ruach, a spirit, enveloped him. And the end of the pasuk says, the imcha ben Yishai, we are with you, ben Yishai. Shalom, shalom, lach. Peace should be with you. Peace should be with those who help you. So again, you see that there's a pasuk regarding peace being with the person. The third pasuk you should say is, Amartim ko l'chai. This is to life. The Atta Shalom Uves Shalom. To you should be peace and to your home should be peace. So again, these are the three psukim. All this is like a whole series of things to be said that you should gather three people who, after you have a dream that seems to be not so great, so you should have these three people say it to you in order to turn it into a good dream. Okay. Huh? Have three. Yeah. I mean, also, it's like a, when it's in three, it's like a public thing. It's in front of like a, almost like maybe a, almost like a quasi basement. Okay, so this is an interesting story. We learned three interesting things from this discussion. Amemar Marzut from Ravashi. So these three rabbis, Havuyase Bahadi Adadi, they were singing to each other, singing with each other. Now, you know, these three guys sing with each other. What are they going to do? So they challenged each other. They said, Amri Kolchad V'Chad Ninan. Each of us have to say Lema Milsa Delo Shamalei L'Chavre. That you have to, each one has to say something we never heard before. I mean, you have to come up with something right now at this little gathering that the other two of us had never heard before. Some teaching, some wisdom, some insight. Okay, so Patachav Minayu. One of them opened them. One of them opened and said the following. The Amar, Haiman de Chaza Chalma v'layada Maychaza. Someone who saw a dream and he doesn't understand the dream that he saw. I mean, it could be interpreted in such a not a great way. He's not sure. So Lekum Kame Kahane, the Eden de Parsiyadayu. He should go in front of the Kohanim at the time that they are. They, you know, they open their hands to bless the people, right? Yivrech Hashem v'yishmerecha. And we have, we do it three times a year, right, on the Shalosh Regalim. And at those times, when the Kohanim are blessing the people, at that time, a person should stand up and say the following. V'lei mahachi, and he should say like this. And this might be familiar if you do this at that time. If not, I'll show you in the siddur that this is the custom, this is the source of the custom that we do at the time Birkas Kohanim. We say as follows: Ribon Sholem, Ani Shocha v'Chalamosai Shocha. I am yours. My dreams are yours. Chalam Chalam Tivi and Diamahu. I dreamt a dream, and I don't know what it is. So Bein Shechalam Ti Ani Ala. Ask me whether it's a dream that I dreamt about myself. Bein Shechalmu Li Chaderai, or whether it's a dream that a friend of me dreamt about me. Or Bein Shechalam Ti Alachem, or whether it's a dream that I dreamt about others. In Toivim Hem, if they're good dreams. Chaz came, strengthen them, the Amsem, Kishlav Yosef, Shal Yosef. Then make them like the dreams of Yosef, which were good dreams, and they came true. So let them come true. The Insrichim Rafua, and if their dreams about sickness, Rifaim, then let them be healed. Kimomara Ayyede Moshe Rabbeinu, like the bitter waters, right? When Bnei Israel left Mitzrayim, they left the Yamsuf, they got to the bitter waters, and Moshe was able to heal, to change the waters, make them sweet. So if it's something that's bad, that's bitter, turn to sweet. Ukamir Misarato, or when Miriam was healed of her sarat from her leprosy. Ukichizkiyahu Michalia, or Chizkiyahu Melch. Chizkiyahu Melch was decreed. The Navi came and said, Chizkiyahu Melch, you're going to die. And instead of getting crazy, Chizkiyahu Melch stopped that moment, and he turned and davened right away to Hashem that he should be healed. The Navi came back to him and said, Hashem, listen to your tefillos, and you've been granted 15 more years of life. Or like the waters of Yericho, the Elisha, the people of Yericho said to Elisha, the waters are causing us to die early. He threw salt into the water, and the waters no longer cause people to die. Ukeshem shafach the kills Bilma Rasha Levracha Kain Tafo Kalamosai Alai Latovo. And the same way that you turn something which was a curse into a blessing, like that Bilam wants to curse us, so too turn all of my dreams, if they're bad, into good. Umisayin Bahadikane, and you should finish this like tefillah, this personal prayer, at the same time that the Kohanim finish their bracha. The Ani Tzibur Amen, because the people are going to say Amen to the blessing of the Kohanim, and at this, and it's as if they're saying Amen to the end of your own personal tefillah.
Oh wow.
And furthermore, v'ilo le'mahachi, and if you don't have time to say, like if you have more time, if there's additional time, or if you don't say this, then say, Adir Bamarom, the strong one, the mighty one on high in heaven, Shochin Bigbura, the one who's with the strength, Ata Shalom, your peace, v'shimcha Shalom, and your name is peace, Yihi Ratzom Afanecha, Shetasim Alein Shalom, let be your will to put upon us peace, which is the Yivrech Hashem Yishmerecha. And we finally say, "Yasem l'cha shalom." Hashem should give us peace. So we end by asking Hashem to give us peace. Now, just so you see, this tefillah, this is the davening. This is the repetition of Musaf and the Chazar Sashat. The Kohanim get up into the Dukhan and they bless the people. The Chazan goes ahead and they say Yivrecha and they repeat Yivrecha, Yashem Yishmerecha, etc. Before the Kohanim say Yishmerecha, you know, they have a little chance. Why do they have that chance? Why do they chant? The answer is, it's to give us time to say the sila. Because you don't want to say the sila while they're saying the bracha, because then you're not listening to the bracha. You want to get the bracha. What they do is they do a little chant before they finish the bracha, so that you silently, while they're doing the ayayayis,
any
you say this one. Specifically the bracha of dream. That if you had it, because presumably, you might not have had a bad dream that night. But remember, we only say this in the Ashkenazi custom 3 times a year. So presumably in the last few months, you had a bad dream, or maybe someone had a dream about you, or maybe you had a dream about someone else. And you say this tefillah, and you should coincide the end of your saying the tefillah with the Kohanim saying V'yishmerecha, and then everyone says Amen to the bracha of the Kohanim, and they're saying Amen to your bracha. Now the question is, why is it that we say this? What's the connection between dreams and the Kohanim saying their tefillah, their bracha? So I saw quoted in the Masechta here an interesting, just a cute connection. The Kohanim are speaking through they're the mouthpiece of Hashem. Because really, the bracha that they're giving is Hashem says that you should bless them, Bani Avarachem, and I will bless them through you. Meaning the Kohanim are giving essentially a bracha as the mouthpiece of Hashem. So they're speaking in almost as Ruach HaKodesh, almost as the direct nevuah of Hashem. It happens to be that there's another Gemara which says that dreams are a 60th of nevuah, of prophecy. Meaning that dreams bear some small amount of truth to them, as if it was like a prophecy. It's not real prophecy, but it's like a 60th of prophecy. So what we're saying is we have a dream, and we want it to be changed, or we want it to be negated, or we want it to be from bad to good. So what we say is we have a principle in the laws, in many areas of halacha, but for example, in the case of if you have non-kosher food that falls into kosher food, so it gets negated one part in 60 parts. So what we're saying is take a dream, which is only 1/60th a part of prophecy, and attach it to real prophecy, which is the prophecy of the Kohanim, which are saying literally what Hashem says in the Torah is, these are the words I want you to say to bless the name of Israel. These are literally my words out of my mouth. So it's like take something which is a 60th of prophecy and nullify it in complete prophecy, the same lecha shalom, and you should have peace. So your dream, which might not have been so great, is going to be turned into peace. I thought it was an interesting explanation for why we specifically say at this time. And this is the idea. We happen to say the last part, which you just read, Adir Bamarom, after the end of the bracha. We have the custom to say 3 personal tefillos. And the Adir Bamarom, the Hashem, you should give us peace, is said after the Kohen is finished, the Asem Lecha Shalom. We say Amen, and then we say this thing while the Kohanim are coming down, they're taking off their talit. Which is why, but when it's the Shabbos, we don't have personal tefillos. We don't say personal tefillos on Shabbos. So when it falls out that Yontif is on Shabbos and the Kohanim Duchen from the Amud, we don't say these personal Yihiratos. We don't say these things about the dream, because you're not supposed to say a personal tefillah on Shabbos. Only public tefillos we say for group things that are necessary. And therefore, the Kohanim do not chant the silent chant of ay, ay, ay when it's Shabbos. They're going to go right into the end of the bracha, because no one's saying that personal bracha. So the next time it's Yontif, if it's Shabbos, you'll see the Kohanim go right into the thing. Otherwise, when you hear them say ay, 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 people are under their talus are saying this tefillah and trying to coincide the end of that thing, time it to where the Kohanim are going to finish, so that everyone says Amen, both to the Kohanim tefillah and to your tefillah as well. Okay, let's continue. Okay, so that was the first of the things that the friends said to each other that the other ones didn't know. Okay. Okay, what's the next one? Here we go. Patach Ida. The next one said, the Amri Hai Man De Ayo Lamata Vidachil Me'ena Bisha. If a person goes into town, he's scared about the Ayin Hara. So Linkut Zakva Biyadei Diyamine. He should take his thumb of his right hand, the smole, and put it in his left hand. The Zakva Diyada Dismole, yada zimina, and he's put his thumb of his left hand in his right hand. Let's say like this. Hold his hands together. I'm not exactly sure what the significance of this exact posture is, but that's who you should put the hands in one the other. The lema hachesh, say as follows, because he's scared about an ayin hara, an evil omen. Ana ploni ben ploni. Avi Gershom ben Meir Zelig, right? Say your name. Mizara di Yosef Katina. I come from the seed. I'm the progeny of Yosef. The lo shalta be in the bisha, because Yosef did not have the ayin hara on him. There was no ayin hara on Yosef. It seems like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
First of all, it could be from all of the families that married each other. It could be if there's a way that you're Shenemar, because it says, Ben Poras Yosef, Ben Poras Ole Ayin. It says Yosef is a charming son. He's the son of he's charming to the eye. But the Chazal Darshan, Ale Ayin, is actually, don't read it as Ale Ayin, Ela Ole Ayin. He's above the eye. The evil eye, he's above it. It's not connected to him. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Mihacha, Yosef Chanina says it comes from here. The Yidgu Larov, Bekerev Haaret. It says that the fish, they should multiply in the earth, the Bekerev Haaret. This is what Yaakov says to his children, to Ephraim and Manasseh. The Yidgu Larov, Bekerev Haaret. Ma Dagim Shebiyam, Mayim Nechasim Alehem, the Ein Ayim Rosh Lesu Behem. Just like the fish who are in the waters, the water covers them, and Ayin Hara doesn't reach them, because they're covered by water. The Af Zara Shel Yosef, so too Yaakov was saying, because Yaakov was blessing the children of Yosef, Ephraim and Manasseh, and said, Ein Ayin Ra Shel Lesu Behem, the Ayin Hara does not apply to them. Now elsewhere, we find that the Ayin Hara is an eye that sees something. This is the connection to the next part of the Gemara, sees something and is jealous of it. Was an ayin shelo shalta b'mashi ena shala? An ayin tov is an ayin that did not go on something that was not his. Meaning, what's an ayin hara? An ayin hara is like you see someone who's like doing great, and you're like, come on, why is that guy so successful? And you see someone who's got some fancy car, you're like, wish I had. That's an ayin. And then the car, you know, that's the ayin hara you give a person. Yosef was someone who had the opportunity to be with someone that was not his, the wife of Eshes Potifar, and he said, that's not mine, that's not for me. I'm not going to go for something which is not mine. And that's how Yosef beat the Ayin Hara. What's the connection to the fish? It says the time of the Dor HaMabul. The Dor HaMabul, Hashem destroyed the whole earth with a flood. And the Gemara explains it's because Kihishchis is the pasuk in the Torah, says Kihishchis is the pasuk. All the flesh of the world like messed itself up. What does it mean? The Gemara explains that every animal went to want to sleep with a different species. The lions wanted to be with the tigers, and the dogs wanted to be with the cats. It didn't understand that it had a certain species should stay within a species. One person wanted to steal. They were constantly stealing from other people. That's the Dor HaMabul. Everyone was stealing from another person. No one understood that there's a boundary of what they are supposed to be. Except there's one species that did not get killed in the Mabul, the fish. Because the fish stayed in their species. They did not think to go beyond where they're supposed to be. The fish understood, Ayin Hara is when you want something that's not yours. Ayin Hara is to see something that you covet. They didn't have that. And therefore, the last thing I saw, which is cute, is I heard once many years ago, from under Rosh Yeshiva in YU, Rav Aaron Khan, that what is it why is the fish doesn't apply to the Ayin Hara? Because the water covers them. What's about the water that covers them? You look into the water, you see a fish. What's the difference? The water covers them. I can see right through the water. No. You know the principle of refraction of light?
Yeah.
When you see something in the water, what you're actually seeing is slightly off to the side because the water, light reflects. So when you look down, you think the fish is right here. The fish isn't right there. The fish is over here. So therefore, the Ayin Hara doesn't apply to them because you're looking isn't where the fish actually is. Okay, I thought that was cute. But the more deeper understanding is that the idea of an Ayin Hara is when you are coveting something that's not really meant to be yours. And the fish and the Zera of Yosef were two categories of people, of things that did not covet that which was not theirs. Understood that Hashem gave them what they needed, and that's it. They weren't looking for other things. Okay, let's go ahead and finish up. Let's say he's scared about his own ayin hara, that he's going to look at other people. You know what you should do? L'chazei atarfa d'nisire d'smolei. You should gaze, look, stare on your surface of your nostril. You know what I mean? Just look at your own nose. Stop looking what's beyond your nose. If you're looking around and you're going to be coveting other people's stuff and give them an ayin hara, just stare at your own nose. Forget, don't look around. Almost like put blinders on your eyes. That's the idea. Okay. Patach idach amar, the third of his friend said as follows. The amar, haiman d'chalish, a person who gets sick. Yo makama lo ligle, the first day of your illness, don't reveal it to anyone. Ki hechidilo litra mazle, so that you don't have bad luck. Meaning, you don't want to push your luck. If you're going to start telling everyone I'm sick, and it's your first day of being sick, it might become a big thing. Like, don't let everyone know, you know, you're so sick. Just try, see if it passes without making a big deal about it. Mikan ve'elach ligle, but from then on, if it goes into day number two, let people know. Kiha de Rava. Rava is going to explain exactly why you're doing this. Kiha v'chalish. When Rava got sick, yom kama lo migle. The first day he didn't say anything to anyone. Mikan ve'elach, but from that day on, amr le l'shamei, he said to his servant, the one who was taking care of him, Hok achriz, go out and announce Rava chalish. Let everyone know that I'm sick. Why? Man de rachin li, libay le rachmi. Because people who have rachmanis, people who are going to feel bad for me, they're going to ask Hashem to make me feel better. Uman disani li, and someone who hates me, guess what? Lidachi li, let him be happy, let him rejoice with my being sick. Because it says in the pasuk, v'ksiv, binfol oivecha al tisnach. Hashem says, don't be happy when your enemy falters. Ubikishlo al yigal, and when he stumbles, don't rejoice. Al yigal lipcha, your heart should not rejoice. Why? Pen yira Hashem. Hashem's going to see that you're happy with your enemy's fall. V'rab einav, Hashem may not be so happy that you're happy about that. V'heshiv me'alav apo, and may Hashem, you know what Hashem's going to do? He's going to stop being angry at the guy who he was causing to be stumbling, and he'll no longer cause him to stumble. So Rav is saying, even my enemies, if they are happy with my being sick, Hashem, if he finds out that my enemies are rejoicing about it, he'll cure me, because that's what Hashem says he'll do if the enemies are rejoicing on the fall of their enemy. Okay. Shmuel also, Kihavi Chazichalma. Shmuel, when he saw a dream, Bisha, not a good dream. Amar Kalomo Sashavi Dabru. Yeah, dreams speak lies. He says nothing. He quoted the pasuk which says dreams speak lies. Kihavi Chazichalma Tava, when he said a good dream, he said the pasuk a little bit differently. Amar Bichia Chalomo Sashavi Dabru. Hey, like as in like a rhetorical hey. Do the dreams really speak lies? Meaning they're no, certainly not. Because it says in the pasuk, Bahakasid, Bachalom Adabirbo. Hashem says, I speak in dreams. So dreams aren't lies, because he saw a good dream, so he wants to be good. Rav Ramiksiv. Rav actually asked these two psukim as contradictory one on the other, and he asked how could we understand the opposite implication of these two psukim. On one hand, it says, Bechalom Adabirbo, that Hashem speaks through dreams, so they're truthful. But it also says, V'ksiv Achalom Osashavi Dabru, dreams speak lies. So they're contradictory ideas. So the answer is, lo kasha. Kanaide malach, one pasuk refers to an angel. Kanaide shades, the other pasuk refers to a demon. Meaning, when the dream is said to you through an angel, it's truthful, Hashem is speaking to you. When the dream is coming to you through a demon, then it's not, it's lies. Amar of Bizna Bar Zavda, Amar of Yekiva, Amar of Panda, Amar of Nachum, Amar of Birin, Mishum Zakinachad. So they say it's in the name of one elder, Umano, who is the elder? Rabbina'a. They said the following in the name of Rabbina'a. Esrim ve'arba potre chalamot hayu b'Yerushalayim. There were 24 people who were able to interpret dreams in Yerushalayim. Pam achas chalamti chalom v'halachti etzel kulam. I went once, I had a dream, and I went to all 24 interpreters of the dream. Umasha patuli zeh, lo patuli zeh, each one gave me a different interpretation of the dream. Vikulam this kind would be, and every single one of them occurred. Every single one of these dreams of the interpretations came true. All 24 interpretations. Likayim mashenem are to fulfill that which it says in the pasuk. Kol chalomos, kolchim achar hapeh. All dreams follow that which is said, meaning that which is at the interpretation of the dream. So Gemara says, "Atu kol chalamot hochmach harpeh." Rahu, is that where do we find the pasuk that says that the interpretation of the dream follows that how it's interpreted, like that the actual thing, the dream, is true according to how it's understood? Gemara says, "In it is so that how we see that." Chadar v'Elazar, the Amr of Elazar, minayin shekol chalamot tochen achar hapeh, shenemar. Says in the pasuk, "Vayi kasher pasolanu ken haya." You know, the there's the baker and the butler by Yosef's dream. So they say, just like Yosef, the butler says to Paro when he's telling him about this guy who's in jail who is able to interpret dreams. He describes Yosef as exactly how he interpreted dreams. That's what it was, as it was. So Amarava, v'hude mishar le me'ein chalme. That is true. When the person interprets the dream in a way that is reflective of the content of the dream, meaning it relates to the dream content itself. You can't just say anything you want. You have to say something that comes, it seems to stem from the dream itself. Shinemar, as it says in the pasuk, each kechalamo patar. Yosef interpreted the dream like the dream itself. He was able to give an interpretation that was stemmed from the dream. It says in the pasuk, Vayar Sarofim, and the Sarofim saw that he was able to give a good interpretation. Minayada, the question is, how did the baker know that Yosef, meaning first Yosef interpreted the dream of the butler, that in 3 days' time, Paro is going to restore you to your position? Because he can remove the fly from the cup of Paro, and in 3 days, you're going to be restored to your position. So the baker saw, he gave a good interpretation. The question is, how do you know he gave a good interpretation? How do you know it was truthful? So Amar Rav Elazar Milamed, we see from here, Shekol Echad V'Echad, the butler and the baker, Hereu Chalamo, what he saw in his dream was his own dream, meaning he saw a certain vision, like the baker saw in his dream that he was carrying three baskets of bread on his head, and that birds picked off the bread from the basket. But he saw that dream, but he also saw in his dream, Pitron Chalamo Chalamo Shel Chavero. He saw the interpretation of the butler's dream. Meaning, in his own dream, he saw his dream without interpretation, but he also was privy to the interpretation of the butler's dream. So when Yosef gave the interpretation of the butler's dream that he was going to be restored to position in 3 days, he knew it was true because he had dreamt it himself. He dreamt that interpretation of the butler's dream. But he didn't know his own dream's interpretation. So that's what Yosef was able to give him. But he knew that Yosef was telling the truth. Okay. Amr of Yonas Yochanan, Hishkim, Benafalo Pasuk Lesofiv. The person wakes up, and like he wakes up with a verse in his mouth, a pasuk in his mind. Like he wakes up, the first thought in his mind is a certain pasuk. Sahariz in the Vukatana. That's like a small prophecy. Because where else, how else did a certain pasuk fall into your mind? It must be that Hashem put it there. But Amr of Yochanan, furthermore, Gimel Chalamot, this time in, there are three kinds of dreams which actually come true. And those three dreams are Chalom Shel Shachris, a morning dream, meaning a dream that you wake up with. V'chalom Shechalom Lo Chavero, and a dream that his friend dreamt about him. V'chalom Shenistar V'soch Shalom, Chalom. And a dream which comes with interpretation. Those three are going to come true. V'yesh Omer Achalom Shenishnet, even the dream which is repeated. Sometimes you dream it and you dream it again. How do we know that? That's from Paro. Shenemar, the Al Hishano Tachalom. We know that Paro dreamt his dream twice. Remember, he saw first the skinny cows and the fat cows. He saw the skinny ears of wheat and the ears of wheat that were very wind blasted. So the fact that Paro's dream was repeated is a sign that the dream is going to come true. So if you find a dream that's going to be repeated, so then it's obviously a true dream. Another, V'amr Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yochanan, Ein marilo l'adam ela mihirhuri libo. A person only sees that which his own mind is thinking about. In other words, you dream what was in your mind during that day. You had a day which you were focused on a certain thing, so you dream about it. Ant Malka Rayanach Al Mishkavach Saliku. You, king, your thoughts are what's in your bed. Meaning, whatever was in your thoughts, that's what you have in your bed with you. Because ultimately, your mind, when it's at rest at night, what comes out is that which you were thinking about during the day. the ibay is ema, and furthermore you could say mihacha ra'ayone levavcha tinda, the thoughts of your heart will be known, meaning that which was repressed during the day in your heart will come out in your dreams at night. The Amar Rava, Rava says teda the lo machbule leinish. How do we know that that which is in your heart, that which is inside your heart, will come out during your dream? Because we find that you'll never have a dream. It says lo machbule leinish lo dikla dahav. You never see in your dream a golden palm tree. The lo pila de ayla bekupa de machta. You'll never see an elephant going through a needle. Wait, why is that so? You'll never have thought about it. So that's what you'll never have dreamt of. Meaning, the whole idea is that you'll dream about that which you think about, and if you never think about something, you'll never dream about it. So that's how we know. But the fact that we never find crazy, crazy dreams about things that are stuff that you never think, you never saw, you never think about it. Therefore, those are the dreams are limited to that which is in your heart and the things you think about. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up next Sunday.